Every year, thousands flock to the Coney Island Mermaid Parade to celebrate the beginning of summer. People dressed in all variations of sea-inspired costumes, mermaids, jellyfish, Neptunes, and even lobsters, march down historic Surf Avenue in a display of artistic self-expression. Kevin Jacobs has been coming to the Mermaid Parade for 5 years.
I love it. Honestly, I meet a lot of great people. I love to dress up. Who doesn't love to dress up? And we have a good time. It's always just really good, honestly wholesome fun.
But Jacobs is concerned, like many people here, that the future of the Mermaid Parade and the gritty nostalgic charm of Coney Island will change forever when developers remake this area into a year-round entertainment complex.
I don't know, I'm a purist, and I will really miss what is here, you know what I mean? I know it's going to go away.
Amid the pasties and the sparkly seafoam-colored floats, sign-selling storefront property loomed above the parade. Although the developers, Thor Equities, have scaled back their plans for luxury condos, they still want to build timeshares, nightclubs, and retail shops with the land they have bought along Surf Avenue. The founder of the Mermaid Parade, Dick Sagun, isn't worried about the changes that are taking place at Coney Island. Responding to rumors that this may be the last Mermaid Parade as we know it, he says,
"Don't be fooled by what you see in the papers. We are fighting to keep Coney Island an amusement park. Worthy of New York City and worthy of the name Coney Island."
For WBAI Sunday News, I'm Amber Cortez.